football team. Bayside Pets, 1010 Delta Avenue, Gladstone.
Well, a motion man to the near side out of the timeout. They ran a play quickly. Carter Shearer, and he is ripped out of the backfield. Our cousin Vinny came in and got him back at the 39, a loss of three. And so fourth and seven for Westwood at the 39-yard line. Gladstone Braves leading 20 to nothing here, and Westwood will go for it from the near hash mark. So Miller in the gun, one receiver near side. He is back to throw. Heaves it out left side and incomplete. It sailed over the head of everybody into the Braves bench.
First and 10 for the Braves.
So Gladstone here late in the first quarter will get the ball back. Already up 20 to nothing on a couple of touchdowns to Caden Gibbs. And the two extra point kicks for the sophomore, Luke Ingram. He's got the pink socks going.
39-yard line.
Braves take over on the 39. Nate Young will be in the gun again. Three men in the backfield, including Nate Young. He gives it off, and there's not much there
for
Salas. And Terry is hurt. He went down, and he is crawling around on the ground, not doing too good right now. And the Westwood trainer is out to look at Austin. And Brad will come over as well from the Gladstone sideline. Right away, he pulled off his helmet as he twisted around on the ground, and that is not good. If Terry is unable to keep playing, Austin Salas, I mean, not necessarily for tonight, but Coach Craig Ness coming over to see how his top running back is doing. And Brad is talking to him, the Westwood trainer there as well. Everybody on a knee on the Westwood team here with 51 seconds left in the quarter. 20 to nothing, Gladstone. We'll be back at 60.
Great teamwork makes the dream work. It's true on the field, and it's true in the workplace. Northern Michigan Veneer invite you to be a part of their team. Family values and a family atmosphere. Apply today at BessieGroup.com. Family owned and operated since 1966. Northern Michigan Veneer, a Bessie Forest Products Group company, is one of the leading manufacturers in hardwood and veneer. They are proud of their staff and proud to be a part of the Upper Peninsula community. Northern Michigan Veneers, a proud supporter of local athletics. Go Braves!
The future of banking is here, and with it comes banking 7 days a week at Upper Peninsula State Bank. With video teller technology, talk to one of their employees live or use the machine for self-guided transactions. Video tellers are now available from 7 till 7 on weekdays with extended hours Saturday and Sunday. Tap the screen to take a peek at the future of banking with video tellers at Upper Peninsula State Bank, Escanaba, Iron Mountain, Marquette, and Houghton. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's a really rough scene right now for Gladstone Braves fans to see as Austin Salas has, hopefully it's all precautionary, but man, the way he reacted when he got twisted around on that run of 1 yard, he's laying at the 40-yard line on all fours on his stomach, and they at Westwood folks have brought out a boot to put on. They had his right leg elevated, and we're looking at his knee. We have two trainers here, ours and theirs. Coach Craig Ness is standing right over the two trainers. They're now pumping air into that boot to try to stabilize that leg. And then I would suspect that Salas would be getting further medical attention. There's an ambulance down to our right in the by the track at the other end of the field. And I'm guessing that is probably where he is going. Our cousin Vinny coming over along with Brett Seeger. They're going to help him get over to the ambulances where I believe they'll take him. And again, up here, so far away from the playing action, we don't know exactly. They're not going to speculate, but obviously this is really bad for Austin Salas and the Gladstone Braves. And
line.
All right, out of the timeout, it's third down and six for the Braves. Football at the 39-yard line in their own territory. And Nate Young is back to throw. Heaves it long and deep up the middle, and what a grab! A leaping grab for Johnny Soderman. First down, Braves at the Westwood 40. Johnny Soderman, a leaping grab.
First and 10 for the Braves on the 36-yard line.
21 yards on that one. From Young to Soderman. First down, Braves. From the Westwood 35-yard line. Young now will toss it left side to Eli Berthium. Berthium up the middle. He'll get a couple up to about the 32-yard line. And it'll be second down. Looking down below us here, I see Salas is in the golf cart, not at the ambulance, but behind us with his family in the golf cart. His jersey is off, and he's sitting there. Again, his family's here, and he'll be taken, I would imagine, to the hospital to get that leg looked at. Young on second down. Blitz comes. He's able to get away. Still has the ball left side. Now he's going to tuck and run. 25-yard line, 20 out of bounds.
QB keeper.
There's a flag down, too, so we'll...
Decent gain on the play.
No, there is not. That's a towel. It is a first down, though.
Gain is enough for a Brave first
yes.
down.
Yes, Nate Young, he wanted to throw the ball, and he didn't have anywhere to go, really. So first and 10 at the 25.
First and 10 for the Braves on the 25-yard line.
As they lead 20 to nothing here early in the second quarter. Nate Young has got one man behind him in the backfield. That's Berthium. Back to throw. Nate's going to heave it deep. Here is Caden Gibbs again. Not
incomplete
this time. In single coverage, she tumbles but can't haul it in. It's second down.
It'll bring up second and 10 for the Braves on the 25-yard line.
10:43 to go in the first half, and the Braves up 20-0 here. Terry's down there, and they're going to cart him away, or drive him away, I should say, his family's. Well, it's hard to look at that. It's hard to look at a kid that's so positive and he's always laughing, smiling. That's why we call it, well, one of the reasons they call him Terry, but not the main reason. Young gives it up the middle. Berthium. Berthium breaks a tackle. 15 cuts it back upfield. 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Braves. Eli Berthium right up the middle. And it's 26-0 as Eli takes it to the house 25 yards. First rushing touchdown for him. And the Braves up 26-0. And here comes Luke Ingram again to try another extra point. Out of the hold of Elliot Vitadeau. Long snap count here. And a place is down. Kick is up, high enough, long enough, and straight enough. It is good. Luke Ingram, his third kick, I should say. 27-0 Braves, 10:32 left in the half. This is Gladstone football. All right, we are back here in West Ishpeming. The kickoff goes out of bounds, so the Patriots will take over on the 35.
First and 10 for the Patriots on the 35-yard line.
27-0, Gladstone leading as Eli Berthium took the last one to the house. Caden Gibbs already has a couple of touchdown catches. And the first one of the game was to Austin Salas, who unfortunately – is being driven away, will be soon. I'm looking down. His family's there. They've got the SUV doors open, and he's going in. They fumble the football here. The Patriots do. They have to fall on it. It'll be a loss back to the 31.
Fumble on the play recovered by the Patriots. It'll be second down for the Patriots.
But if, I mean, it's just sickening to look at. Terry knew it immediately too. So hopefully it's not something serious like, Nick Chubb from the Cleveland Browns Diggs from the Dallas Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers. First four plays of the game. So injuries happen, and you just hope that they're not severe enough, especially Torquilla. Yeah. I mean, for Terry being a senior, you just don't want to – you don't want anyone to get hurt, but especially a senior. And this is hope he's going to be all right. We'll let you know, though, when we find something out. They'll run it up the middle here. That's Arsenal. Arsenal gets it across the 35, rather, to the 38. That's a gain of 7. And it'll be third down and 7 for the Patriots at their own 38. Coming up at halftime, I've got two seniors for you to listen to. We had Parker Forrest come up and Rex Kelly. They will be my halftime guests. Ball's on the right hash mark. They're down in 7 for West Ishpeming. And they'll run it to the near side, and he's able to get free. On the short pass to Shearer. He's got the first down.
The game is enough for a Patriot first down.
Their third of the game. Braves 27-0.
First and 10 for the Patriots on the 46-yard line.
And that was a gain of 8 on 3rd and 7, their first third down conversion of the night. Ball's on the near hash mark. Waiting for the snap here from the gun. Fake handoff. It's a pass out in the flat. It's caught, but there's nowhere to go. The Braves all over them, and they gang tackle them eventually. Big Aaron Hughes finishes him off along with help from Nate Young. So nothing doing there for the Patriots. They lose 4 back to the 41.
Second and 14 for the Patriots on the 42-yard line.
Gladstone Braves in Menominee next week, and the task just got a lot tougher if Terry's unable to play, and that, judging by what has occurred here, it's going to be tough to imagine him being able to play anymore. But I'm not a doctor. Hopefully it's not severe. Second down and long for Westwood. Backpedaling the quarterback, Miller. Runs to the near side. He's going to take off. Gets to the near side. And our cousin Vinny's got him. Vinny Howes with the...